Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shadow Gary V. Win after win, it's a marathon. Messing on my money, what I've been on. Grinding on my life just to stand out. I got NFTs asking for no handouts.
I got NFTs, feel like Gary V. Needed motivation, he said, follow me. You know a V, friends, cost like 40 G's. If you put the work in, you could live your dreams. I got NFTs, feel like Gary V. I got NFTs, feel like Gary V. Whoa. I got NFTs, feel like Gary V. I got NFTs, feel like Gary V. Whoa.
This is the longest 2 minutes of my life.
Market cap is $2.168 trillion. And now the market... Oh! Oh! We went to zero!
Don't get rug pulled. 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 Heard that project is a trap. Don't get rug pulled. Everything they say is kept. Don't get rug pulled. Don't get rug pulled.
Yo, what is going on? Welcome to the stream. Today we have a pretty crazy stream today. Obviously, we have some pretty breaking news. Let me go ahead and shut off the music there so I can hear myself talk. But CrypTools coming out with Star Wars IP on announcing this news on May the 4th. By the way, May the 4th be with you. Obviously, VV dropped some VV collectibles. Today we have somebody special in the green room today. This is actually another DGen Dads podcast, so we're going to be coming at you. Chris, what's going on, man? How are you doing today?
Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Or no?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, that's you could hear that. I got my little soundboard in the background. I just hooked it up. It was supposed to be an applause. Did you hear the applause?
I did not. I did not.
Oh, man. Well, that hurt my intro then. What's up, man? I'm feeling good today. It was good to see you last week.
It was, man. That was a blast. So you're looking a little better on video quality. I'm not sure why Google Meets is like, I guess, less latency there. But some pretty big announcements, man. Star Wars launching, a.k.a. Disney moving their IP to another platform. which is pretty interesting move coming out of, you know, the IP NFT world. You know, we talk a lot about on your channel, my channel, and on the Degen Dads podcast. Go and subscribe to our Degen Dads podcast here on YouTube. We actually have an official podcast on YouTube. We're going to try to get to number one on the NFT space and the Web3 space from your experts here on the channel today. Sorry, we had to hype that up, baby, because like we're official podcast, so we gotta get it.
Yeah, man, I gotta wake up. I'm trying to think today to where I'm not drinking any coffee, and I'm like, man, I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'm feeling it. So I need the hype in my life.
For sure, 1,000%. Let's go ahead and I'm gonna share this out here on the Twitterverse, and sure to share this out too on Twitter. We're gonna try to get as many people in as possible. We broke the news pretty close to when they announced it. Me and you, Chris, on Twitter. So you always want to make sure you're tuned in, piped in on Twitter. Chris is always bringing alpha. I'm always bringing alpha. It is like the alpha omega alphas here. Like, you do not want to miss an episode of Degen Dads podcast. We've been talking about the artifacts. We've been talking about airdrops. We've been talking about all kinds of stuff and where you guys can front run the opportunities to make, you know, obviously make yourself money. Not financial advice, of course. None of this. This is just entertainment. We're just entertaining you guys out there. But yeah, do your own research and all that. But we have been bringing some heat, some packing some heat. Yo. Yeah. So, dude, I love the new setup you got there. That you got the new microphone. You got the whole setup vibes going on. I love that.
Yeah, I was hoping that the you'd be able to hear the sound. I guess the sound is supposed to play through my mic. It is what it is, you know. I'll get it going for our next podcast. I have I went with a blue mesh filter today for Obi-Wan's lightsaber, you know, because it's blue and that's the iconic lightsaber in Star Wars. I also have other colors as well, though. But yeah, man, for our podcast, I kind of want something that I can like. I talk a lot. I got Italian in my blood, so like I want something I can like hold and like fidget with instead of like a standstill microphone, you know.
Yeah,
I need something to move around with.
I am just finishing up some of those retweets and on Twitter. I was gonna actually multi-stream this today, but I couldn't get my like streaming software to really get it figured out. Like for some reason it wouldn't like put my video in, it wouldn't put your video in, so we had to move over to OBS and stuff like that, but no biggie. We're going to try to invite more people into the space. If you're watching, we're going to get into like some nitty gritty stuff too. And Chris, this may not matter to you, but I've been seeing it pop up over and over on Twitter. And we're also going to take a quick look here at the Cryptoys website as well. I mean, they do have drop details. And you are looking at a possible first appearance on the blockchain of Anakin Skywalker and Leia Organa. Yeah. So again, This is pretty big news because these are, you know, we're typically used to seeing IP on Vivi, like kind of Vivi dominate the first appearance of blockchain argument and kind of dominate in that area. We've seen some FAs even on Wax, but this is an entirely new platform, really popping up, obviously really big now. They're front and center in terms of IP because Star Wars is one of the most major IPs in the world. And this is interesting. What's your thoughts on that, Chris?
Yeah, man. It doesn't surprise me that they chose Flow. Flow is used for NBA Top Shots. It was used. Doodles just had their second or third gen dropped on Flow, which was a little controversial. And Flow seems to be the choice for some like bigger companies. So it doesn't completely shock me that they chose Flow.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It's cool to see this roll out because these things are in the work for so long. I could tell that Crypto Toys, probably said that wrong. Yeah, Crypto Toys. They knew they had this IP for a long time. I think they were on Comics and Crypto's channel. They did some sponsorships with some other creators. So I think they kind of knew that they had some major IP in the works. So it's cool to kind of finally see it unfold. And yeah, I mean, we can get into this later, but it's more than just like there's a lot of exciting things around this. Like there's very strong links to gamification in the future.
Yeah,
I mean, it's, I would still consider it speculation, but like it's not.
And he says, "Let's go, beard dads." Hey, my wife's trying to get me to like trim my beard up, and I've been like refusing to the past like few weeks. Shout out to Blockchain Andy, one of the VV OGs, really one of the first YouTubers out there to do OMI VV content. But anyways, yeah, man. Actually, I had the founder on my channel as well, so I got to get.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I actually own one of their founder NFTs as well on in my wallet. So they have like Crypt Kitties or something like that, or it's kind of like this Crypt Kitties vibe, and it's like pixelated. It's really cool.
What does the founder's wallet do? I mean, what does the founder's pass do?
I believe it gave you some utility in terms of like getting early access to some of these drops. So, you know, we've been trying to talk about it on Twitter. A lot of people kind of faded up until now. And so, yeah, shout out to Crypt Toys for really, bringing this major IP. We're taking a look at it on screen on the YouTube channel here. You can see collect the chosen ones. Unlock a new epic new level Star Wars fandom. We're bringing the surprise pack, experience into the virtual world. Chris, you can actually play with these NFTs and they have like this gamified or like this actual virtual world as well. It's kind of limited currently, and you can take your NFTs and really move around with them. You can move, you can like walk, you can see the environment, and they're still building it, but they're adding utility in terms of a virtual experience already, and it's on Flowchain. What's your thoughts on that?
Dude, I think that's awesome, and it's really cool to see this level of IP kind of expanding throughout the like the NFT atmosphere or the ecosystem. I saw, me and you both kind of talked about it earlier already on Twitter, but somebody commented like that sucks that it's not released on VV. But like if all these things are interoperable in the future, then like if you really want it on VV, just bring it to VV. You know, so right. Like, because like they're going to allow that. So I'm personally just super excited to see this level of IP go to Flow Blockchain. I'm really excited about the mint. Dude, it's been such a dead point in NFTs this last like month. I don't know. There just hasn't really been anything like super exciting for me other than like the swoosh stuff. So to see that this is dropping towards the end of the month, I was trying to make an account on Crypt Toys while we were getting set up for this stream because I'm so excited about it. I think they look awesome, dude. Like they look really nice.
That just goes back to saying like people in the audience, maybe people replaying, watching the replay. You guys have got to stay piped in to me and Chris's content, man. You guys get in early on this stuff. And we literally give you weeks and months in advance on some of this alpha so you can really follow it. And, you know, and to your point, you're saying something about the, VV could wants to release it. They could kind of thing. And like kind of what goes back to what Gary V said, there's like going to be platforms that are successful and it's not like, you know, versus, right? It's more like people can still win in this together. We've seen it in the trading card space, you know, Panini, Don Russ, you know, Topps, all these different card brands that they're still successful. They're still around today. So, well, Topps is more digital now, NFTs, ironically. So, anyways.
Did you say Panini?
Yeah.
I wish my soundboard was working, man. I have so many tricks up my sleeve, but it's not working.
Yeah, let me drop the facts on these people real quick on the alpha on this. Luke, Leia, and Darth Vader dropped May 24th, calling all Jedi Masters and Padawans 15 limited edition Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, and Darth Vader digital collectible toys will land in the crypto or the Crypt Toyverse, paired with the powerful weapons and a one-of-a-kind immersive experience. You don't want to miss this epic drop. And it'll be a cool unboxing ceremony in the holocrons. So if you're a big Star Wars fan like me, you know what the holocrons are. If you don't, it's like whether you're Sith or Jedi, they have these special holocrons that hold data and information. And only if you're a Jedi, you can open the Jedi holocrons. Only if you're Sith, you can open the Sith holocrons, stuff like that. I love that. I love the animation, the unboxing ceremony. So cool.
Yeah, these look really cool to be able to unbox too. I can't really view your stream as well right now, but I think I saw you post like some pictures earlier just of kind of like how the unboxing process can look. So that little like colorful box that you posted, like the on your sneak peek, the holocron box. So like, do you open that box and then you get 1 of 16 in it? Or is that something that you get from the box?
Yeah, so it says here, let me read just to like, I'm kind of learning a little bit of the dynamics here. It says purchase digital holocrons for $39.99 each, which is, you know, $40 basically. Major credit card and debit cards. So the accessibility is there. You can use a credit card, debit card, and Google Pay are accepted payment worldwide. 5% processing fee applied at checkout. So it looks like you'll just open this holocron, and I don't know how many each one will have. So that's going to be interesting. It says unwrap and watch your 3D animated collectibles come to life, revealing their personality. So I do wonder if you'll get like a couple out of these packs per. That's something I could definitely message their team and find out. Again, their team has been super accommodating. They've been super kind to the VV community. Like Will actually collects on VV. It's really an all-star team over there. And shout out to them and kudos for that.
Well, we had somebody in the chat, Cryptoids in the chat. I'm not sure if it's the
we had Cryptoids in the chat.
Yeah, way earlier, bro. You stiffed them. I'm just kidding.
No
way.
Cryptoids in the chat. Let's go. Oh yeah, man, I can't believe I missed that. Living Aloha says great video. Beat me to making the video. LOL. Hey, let's go. Mahalo. I appreciate that. BB Zombie in the house as well.
Yeah, man. And Blockchain Andy noticed my sound difference. So shout out to that. Yeah, I've been working on my sound a lot. You know, got to increase this podcast quality.
Sound game on flex. Let's go.
Check this out. Still got this too. I need it. Look, two mics. Will this make me sound better, Kyle? If I had two mics like this?
If you had two mics.
Yeah, like this. And I had both of them going. What would it be like? Surround sound? Is that how it works?
No, I think you'd actually get that feedback and that like that like screech that like sounds like a banshee. Like it's like,
yeah, it'd be pretty bad. I'll save that for experimenting.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what are people saying in chat? We got to catch up to that. Chris is working a lot of sound. Yeah,
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I gotcha. Why not VV? They did zombies. The VV zombie, the RP seems very short-sighted. I don't think this is. I think this is all what always was going to happen. And that's why I haven't been like, you know, that's why personally, Chris, me, I haven't been like fading or like putting shade on other platforms because we predicted early on that this was going to kind of happen, right? IP is going to do what IP does. They're going to spread out their IP. If you're like super VV maxi, sure, this might be a little like maybe you might feel some type of way. But for me, this was something that was always going to happen. And I don't know. I think most people were on the same page, I thought, in terms of that. So for me, it's not like a setback or anything like that. I think it's cool. I think this is cool. It's a different vein. Like, you know, Vader's already on Vivi. So if you're like FA about that, like there's no worries there. Vivi has like a bunch of FAs. This one's different though. It's got like that mighty vibe. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Yeah, that's what my kind of thoughts are. Chris, what's your thoughts? Like IP spreading it out, like DC's already doing it. Hot Wheels, Mattel, they're already doing it. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm trying to find an exact picture that was kind of talking about it, but I think it's good. I'm not really platform biased. So like at the end of the day, I hope that everything can work together. And I think that the NFTs will speak for themselves. So like, if you're really big on like, this is the first on the blockchain, you know, and whatever, then I don't really think it matters in 5 or 10 years, like where you have it, if you find it's important, you know? So like, if you think if you want that Darth Vader first appearance off of Vivi, then I don't really think it even has to be on VV to be valuable, or VV even, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I don't think VV would have to be relevant in that case for it to be valuable. It's just the fact that this is the first Darth Vader that's on the blockchain, hypothetically speaking, you know, like obviously we hope that VV is relevant in 5 or 10 years. So that's kind of how I feel about this. Like it's not for me, I think it adds diversity to have other platforms drop it, because they can kind of put their own taste and their own twist to these collectibles and to these NFTs, maybe their own gamification, their own like whatever they want, their own look to it. So I'm personally excited to see what CrypToys does with this. I am personally not super familiar with CrypToys, so this is going to be kind of a new adventure for me. So like I said, I'm like personally excited about it, because this has just been a really slow month for NFTs. So like, this is something exciting to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is cool too, because this is like really looks like toys to me. Like they were, again, I've told people from time to time again that they were actually at the Mattel booth at San Diego Comic-Con while Vivi was at the Marvel booth. So for me, seeing how like early CrypToys is, I think they have a bright future. Like I'm definitely in their corner. They've had Mattel. Now they're obviously, they have Disney on their platform now as well via, you know, Star Wars, of course. So for me, I do think this is a win for the space, because again, you know, if all these platforms have success and each of them are going to bring more users, more excitement into the space, I think everybody wins. And like you're saying, like, you know, I'm not like super locked into one platform. I do like to diversify. I do have like a bunch of OpenSea quote unquote NFTs, which are just regular NFTs, as you know, like ERC, you know, NFT tokens or whatever. But anyways, that's what my kind of thoughts are on that. I need to send Chris some coffee, says from Kona. Yeah, Kona coffee is amazing. Have you had Kona coffee before?
I have not. No.
What?
I just got done roasting some coffee. I actually came back early to do this podcast with you from roasting coffee. I posted a
Let's
video.
Let's go.
Shadow NFT
Kona
said
coffee
that,
is so good, man. You have got to try some.
I'll have to try it. Shadow NFT said that they're selling playsets, which are going to be like Kinds of Lands. And he also said that, which this is kind of what we mentioned, but that the NFTs are already like game ready, which is really cool. So like, I'm not a developer, so like, I'm not qualified to like speak on the specs of this, but I've talked with developers, including Trevor, who is a former employee of Vivi. Mm-hmm. And essentially, it's very clear to see which NFTs can be made ready for gamification and which NFTs probably aren't ready for gamification. Now, not to point out specific NFTs saying this is or this isn't, but like if you are tech savvy in that area, like you can tell like, oh, wow, and literally any day they can make this a playable avatar, opposed to like if there are certain ones that aren't like that, to where you'd have to basically redesign the entire thing. So if these are like game ready to go, then that's bullish to me, because who knows? I mean, they could drop May 24th and they could have some kind of like playable aspect to it the following month. So I'm excited to see how this rolls out.
Yeah, and that's what I've demoed too in a couple of videos, like with the He-Man drop. They have like the He-Man like home or like the castle, so you can actually interact with your playroom or your, you know, your playset. So that's what I found very different. A lot of people were trying to like directly compare Vivi to CrypToys, but I'm like, they're doing something different here. This is like a different angle on NFTs. It's got more of a toy vibe. You can collect the playset, like. I don't know. To me, this is a different thing altogether than like, you know, AR collectibles per se. They're doing something a little bit different. and providing a different experience in terms of that. Now, since they are early, they're going to get maybe some of these FA tags like Anakin and Leia. So I think that's pretty cool too. Because again, like if all platforms win, we all win. And hopefully these will all be worth something one day, right? And I think that's the cool aspect of collecting in general is like these type of exciting things where, you know, you look at Star Wars as a whole, Boba Fett, one of the more expensive toys, like on the physical sense, a physical toy, worth thousands of dollars, right? But he's just a toy, right? So I think this is cool. I think this is different and has more of a toy vibe to me than kind of like the AR, more different type of collectible. So anyways, kind of to differentiate the two, because I know like a lot of VB Maxis like to kind of like compare VB to like literally everything. Like everything is always VB, but to me, it's different, right? I don't know. That's just my take on it.
No, yeah, it's different. And that's why I said, like, I like different platform takes on different collectibles. And so I don't know, like, I think it's a good thing. And I think it's a good thing that IP is expanding to different platforms. That's just going to be more exposure that IP can have to a new audience. And that's going to be new ways that we can enjoy some of the IP that we know and love. So yeah, I think it's good, and I'm excited about it. Bones said that they had a slow start. I also saw somebody else say that on Twitter. I don't know. I mean, I don't have a lot of experience with Crypt Toys. I know that there's a lot of errors on like every platform that I see around the NFT space because it's such like a new
and growing field. Ooh, Alpha incoming from Blockchain Andy. He said he posted a video using the platform, and some senior product guys from Amazon NFT liked his Crypt Toys tweet.
Ayo, so could we see some Fidgetals mixed in with Amazon NFT marketplace? Like that would be imagine how insane that would be if you get the digital off of Crypt Toys and then you get the physical via Amazon marketplace.
See, like, that's where I think Amazon could dominate. You know, we've been talking about that on the DJ and Dats podcast quite a bit on Amazon, what they could do. That would make perfect sense, and to collab with a platform you know, that's dropping IP. I think that's huge. And Crypt Toys has their own brand. They've actually created their own IP, which is also different. So you have like these cool characters, you know, you have cats, dogs, and all kinds of cute little characters. The reason why I like Crypt Toys is because I could see myself collecting these for my daughter. Like I could literally, I have two daughters, and for me, the rest of the NFT space is just kind of weird. Like, let's be real. Like, they're JPEGs of like weird pictures. I don't know, Chris, what's your thoughts on that? Don't lie, like there's some weird pictures out there in the NFT space, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. There's some, if there's like real life utility connected to NFTs that we could enjoy with our families, that's always a plus. I mean, you know, I bought this like giant plush like 2 months ago. It's supposed to take like 6 months to come in for my daughter because it came with an ordinal. Mm-hmm. And like, the main reason I bought it was for the plush, and then the ordinal is just kind of like a bonus. So, but if you could do this with things that I actually like really enjoy, and I feel like my kids are really going to enjoy, like that's where like that's where it gets really cool, because then you have, and that's what I mean, that's kind of what Hero did like with their cards. Like I have all the hybrid first set besides like the rarest ones, and that's just because like I like collecting cards, and it's really fun to buy them, rip some packs open, and see what you can get. So, and then at that point the NFT part was just like a bonus, you know. And I don't know, that's a cool way to do it. And when I say this isn't really like financially incentivized, because it's more so just, again, something that I've already enjoyed my entire life. It just has like an added factor to it, because now I'm buying cards, which I've always collected different types of cards, but I'm also getting NFTs, and then those NFTs are gamified through crafting and burning and through getting airdrops and all kinds of stuff. So it's just a bonus experience to my already pleasant experience.
Yeah, no doubt. So they will too. Like, the interesting thing about Crypt Toys, just to like cover this, because I know that's like kind of the main topic of discussion here, is when you buy their NFT, it comes in like the sealed toy package. Now, I don't know if they're going to do the same thing with Star Wars, but with the He-Man drop, it came with this cool, like, it looks like you're actually getting a toy in the sealed package, and you can actually keep the character sealed in that package. So you don't even have to like break it open. I think you can actually even keep the cubes. But if you decide to rip the actual toy package open, you can play with your character. So I do like that there is
That's so cool. Yeah, I'm watching that right now.
There's actually layers of like gamification to this that I find very cool. And they actually have their own like master collectors program that's called like something else. It's very similar to what's on Vivi. It's like
power level tiers.
Yeah, you have power level tiers and all kinds of different gamification aspects to this. So we're going to actually pull that up here on the screen.
Yeah, then each like collectible has like different, like it has obviously the rarities. It has which tier that it's in and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. It has like its own stats.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. I got it pulled up on screen, just like the cool like toy animation. And then you also have, you know, these different... You know, people are going crazy on this on Twitter. This is actually going, this is like viral stuff. You have the founder of, you know, Dapper Labs or what's his name? Roham, the CEO of Dapper Labs. Yeah. So he is tweeting about it, saying the flow is strong with this one. Lots of people from the community, from Vivi and the DC Palm NFT community retweeting this as well, showing all the different dynamics.
Well, they dropped it on a great day too. It's May the 4th today, you know. It's so literally trending in the United States right now is May the 4th.
They definitely, and then let's see here. Comics and Crypto. Well, actually, this was an older tweet, it looks like, from May 2nd, but still pretty cool. But yeah, like pretty cool stuff to see.
Heck yeah, man. It's some good news despite all the awful news that we've had this week with some of those meme coin rugs between Jugs and then just recently Wall Street Bets. Some of the mods released a token together and somehow all the funds went missing into this one mod's wallet. Now they're publicly trying to figure out what happened. Lots of people lost a lot of money and it's just like... I'm so tired of covering content because, you know, like obviously we make content on things that's going on, but it's been nothing but like pessimistic stuff for like the last like 15 days. So it's nice to have a little bit of light right now, something that's not negative.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And that's the thing about collecting too. And a collector's like if you're looking at it that way, like the meme coins, there's been rugs, but like this is just cool. Like you're collecting your favorite brands that you know, trust and love. And these are cool platforms to collect them on, right? Like VV Cryptoys, even Quid, like who knows, we don't really know what like Quid has up their sleeve or anything like that. They've been teasing some stuff. I've actually been looking at like their platform as well, from a pure digital collectible sense, like they don't have like a ton of NFTs just yet, but, I was looking about like the old cards cause I was watching that show from Netflix called, what was it? The King of Collectibles, by Ken Golden. He's like the founder of, this massive, like physical auction house of collectibles. Anyways, it got me like interested, like in collecting, like maybe there's an opportunity for, digital collectibles and NFTs where you collect like these sports cards. So I started looking on Quid has actually a bunch. Like that's why I was like Panini, like all these different like Don Russ and things like that. These are these OG sports cards from, you know, the physical sense and they have them on Quid. So interesting stuff. Anyways, like I do look at like the macro and I try to not just be too, you know, too locked into one thing because you could be leaving gains on the table or, you know, things like that too. So,
yeah, man, that makes sense. And also just prioritizing what people already prioritized. So like trading cards or like specific trading cards, I think is really smart. I think the, you know, despite your opinion on like presidents, like I do think with Trump's influence, the fact that he released some digital trading cards, I could see that having value in the future. Brett, I think I have one of the second gen and I don't know if it's sold or not. I kind of had this whole plan with it that's not just what it looks like. It's basically like a farming plan.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All in all, like, I could see people like actually collecting those in the future as well, you know, just kind of like the digital trading cards.
Yeah.
And I don't, if you've watched this before, I'm not a very political person. I don't really care my opinion or your opinion on that, but just from like a collecting point of view and just like a level of influence, that's how I look at those things.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things to consider and variables for like collectibles, and obviously like trading cards is one of those things. You know, I could really see, because like the thing that got me thinking about digital collectibles that are not NFTs was CSGO. If you've been watching CSGO, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, have you seen what's been going on, Chris?
Yeah, I just saw the value of the items are like skyrocketing.
Yeah, like a literal sticker, and this is why I mentioned Quid a second ago, is a CSGO sticker on the game sold for $60,000. $60,000 for a sticker? I'm like,
yeah.
I thought it for, so because that, like, okay, so I know like in the beginning a lot of us were like, oh, Quid just has stickers, like whatever. But then like what really, like when I saw that, I was like, okay, I really have to rethink my position here and not like, I really have to like think outside of the box and like zoom out and stop thinking a certain way. And that's where I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to start collecting some cheap stuff and see what happens. But these obviously, like, were a lot of the content we talk about is Web3 NFTs, obviously. Another one of those big companies that are doing really big things right now, popping off, Artifact. Have you been seeing what they're doing?
Yeah, dude. Well, I saw that LeBron was spotted with a pair of Artifact shoes, LeBron James, you know, so that was a big deal for the NFT space.
Yeah, dude. LeBron James wearing a pair of Artifact shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, they have their forging event going on. I think it ends like today or tomorrow, where you can forge some stuff. Like, I think the shoes, for example. So you, if you own a pair of the digital shoes, you can like redeem them for a pair of physicals. They have like Murakami shoes. They have like these super limited alien shoes that are like worth $9,000 already. I mean, the Artifact also is dropping a creator studio like Doodles did. Doodles did a whole studio thing. They're on Flowchain, by the way. But Artifact, they're dropping a creator studio. So people will be able to create things on the Artifact ecosystem. So I find this very cool. In the creator sense, like, I really do think Artifact is like I know there's FUD like 2 weeks ago, but like all that FUD's being erased because they're like just dropping stuff. And LBJ is kind of like the mic drop kind of thing, like, boom, you know. I don't know,
I can do that now, but I'm not going to.
You can mic drop now.
I have another mic, I'll drop that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, there's some pretty cool stuff going on in the space. And like I said, it's kind of been like a depressing couple of weeks, just because like memes basically control the NFT space. Gas fees went up really high, so like sentiment's just been kind of low. But over the past few days, there's been some pretty cool things happening with the Star Wars thing kind of being at the pinnacle of that. We have the LeBron James thing. The Blur lending was really interesting. So I don't know if you saw, we talked a lot about like marketplaces and competition lately. Blur is offering a lending protocol. So if you wanted to buy a CloneX, speaking of Artifact, for like 6 Ethereum, you could actually put like, I'm just making up a number here, but you could actually put like 0.5 Ethereum down and then pay off the rest. Now granted, there's interest involved. That's high risk with a high risk asset. You know, so there's different opinions on this. I think from what I saw, it looks like Blur's interest is a little too high. But ultimately, I think these type of protocols will like allow for like more blue chip owners and allow for more accessibility to like these like big ticketed items. So like, I don't think the protocol in itself is a bad thing. But I don't know. What did you see that whole like Blur lending stuff?
Yeah, I'm not too excited about it because I feel like a lot of newbies are going to get wrecked. And the only people like that are going to
do really well are like the pro like degen traders that are like knowing how to like move it around quick enough and like game the system, because there's going to be a lot of people like offering, like it's going to be a race to like lend really quickly, but then they're going to call back that loan, and then like the people that are like, oh, but what happened, and then it's like that I don't have enough money to pay back the loan. And I don't know. I just could see a lot of people getting wrecked. So I try to stay away from like lending, because I see it as like it's a little sharky to me, to be honest. And while it could create some opportunities for people that didn't like, may not have like some opportunity there that are like super smart with it, they could do well. But overall to me, I just try to stay away from that stuff. I don't want to like get people wrecked, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Some people are gonna get wrecked for sure.
And there's other platforms that already offer it. Like, there's what was Bendow. That? Yeah, DXDY Bendow. Or whatever.
DXDY, yeah. By the way, CryptoWays said that they're going live tonight to dive into all the Darth Vader rarities with the art team.
Let's go! Oh, I'll be tuning into that for sure, because I definitely want to see the art. Now, these are like pretty high quality figures if we're comparing like to other platforms. They've done a really good job. Like, somebody pulled this up, Andrew Bubb on Twitter, like the Mighties versus these. I hate to like directly compare, but the quality of these is pretty incredible. Like, anything they do on the creative side has always been really well. We're taking a look at their like marketplace tab. It says, we are also working on third party marketplace support and we'll be rolling that out shortly. So that's a heads up that you'll have the ability to sell your NFTs on other marketplaces, not just their native marketplace. I find that very interesting.
Yeah, so I haven't used Flow a lot personally and myself, but like one of the first questions that came up in some of the private chats that I'm in is, you know, like, will these be interoperable? Because that's a big thing with VV. And a big question is it the licensors that are not allowing interoperability, or is it the platform? So what happens with this IP and its accessibility and interoperability is going to be very important. So I'm interested to see like where that plays out and how this marketplace and third-party marketplaces are going to, you know, turn out. CryptoWays, if you're still there and you want to comment, feel free to comment. If you don't want to comment on that, I do want to know what time the space is tonight, if you want to drop it in chat.
Yeah, and I just got a video pulled up here of like their animation. Like, this is one of their videos on their on their website. Like, you can see the Masters of the Universe, He-Man and all that, and all the characters. You can see like the unboxing, but the quality, like, that's for me like a good sign. Like, you're seeing like these figures, like, look at this guy's dancing, like, what? I don't know, like the stuff, like, I don't know, this is just cool. This is the kind of stuff I wish other platforms would do, instead of just keep dropping unlimited stuff. I would love to see like quality versus quantity, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I really like the unboxing aspect. Like, don't leave this in the package. You don't want to take it out and play with it. I love that. That's such like making a digital toy like a very real thing, you know. Live starts tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific or 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to go with that. 8 p.m. Eastern time for those that want to tune in to CryptoWays. Looking forward to that. Am I available at that time? I think I'm running a space with NFT Now at exactly that time.
Are you going to talk about CryptoWays?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I was just going to put you on the spot. Sorry to put you on the spot, bro.
It's not my space. It's not my space, or I would.
Right?
It is alpha. I will mention CryptoWays. I do write the market report for the space, and I do pick the topics, even though I've pretty much already chosen them. But it is alpha, so I'll CryptoWays, I might mention you tonight in front of a couple hundred people. We sometimes have a couple thousand listeners. So.
Oh, these aren't normal people. These are like Web3, DGen, Maxis. Like, give me that NFT alpha. Juicy.
Yeah. These are like the people with money wanting to spend stuff. So I might give you a shout, being you decided to stop by our DGen Dads podcast, which you should totally subscribe to. And by the way, everybody who's watching this right now,
Will's a dad too, man. Did you know that? Will, the founder, the founder of CryptoWays, he's a dad.
Well, that's awesome. So if it's Will controlling the account, congratulations on being a father. I have two girls. Kyle has two girls. Be sure, if you're watching this video, to hit the like button. There's 33 people in chat right now. Only half have liked, and we've had people come in and out. So that's a pretty bad ratio. So be sure to smash that like button if you're coming through the DGen Dads podcast. And back to you, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm just going through the website, just having a scroll, just showing people the website. It looks obviously incredible. You can see like their virtual world, like this character running through it. It's a little bit limited, but I'm sure they have like stuff up their sleeve. I have a feeling that they're going to do really well after this drop. I mean, if they keep doing stuff like this, I could see them having a bright future. And that's what I was saying early on too. Like, this is something I could see going mainstream from the fact that these characters, like, this is their own IP. From their own IP, it just looks cute. Like, this looks like I'd be proud to collect this for my daughter. Like, these cute, like, kitties and pandas, and you got a dog there. So this is something, like, I could see myself sitting down with my daughter, like, unboxing these and having just a great time with my family. So, yeah, this is something cool. And they have, like, a premium video, too. This is, like, insane, actually. But, yeah, back to you, Chris.
Heck yeah, man. CryptoWays just offer to give some cubes away and pick a few winners. So,
oh yeah,
awesome. Like, I guess on the NFT Now space tonight, but or maybe the DJ and Dad podcast. I'm not really sure which one that was referring to.
It says if you want to give me some cubes away, a few winners, DM me. Oh yeah, we'll go ahead and do that. We can either do that right now or right now.
Sure, man. Yeah, right now is always good. The best time is now. Is that how the saying goes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Something like that. Let's see. I had something that I really wanted to bring up today. So it's been like 2 weeks since we've met because we were at Consensus last week. And which, by the way, how was Consensus?
It was pretty good. It got a lot of alpha there, or just connected, networked. We saw the VV fam. We saw I saw Bryce Ant there, or he's like one of the biggest Web3 gamer, like royalty, if you will. He's like the GOAT right now in Web3 gaming. I met you out there, which you met me, like the GOAT of like digital collectibles. So
true, yeah.
Yeah, like, no, I'm just kidding. I saw some pitch decks, or I saw some, like, not pitch decks, but like keynotes and presentations out there. Shrapnel, the game I've been talking about, it looks incredible. Got to play that. Yeah. So lots of good stuff that happened at Consensus. Wish I got to network a little bit more there, but all good.
Cool, man. Yeah, I just went to that Mochaverse party. It was a lot of fun. Went to a Bitcoin party. That was a lot of fun. I didn't go to the conference itself. We were just there for a wedding, for those that are watching, but it just happened to be around the same time at Consensus. And we also I organized a VV meetup. So we had a very small VV meetup. That was cool though. It was good that it was small, because we actually were able to like hang out and there wasn't like too much, you know, going on all over the place. So I had a really good time myself. Funny, so it's May the 4th and it looks like the Yoda coin is I like tweeted about this Yoda coin yesterday, like basically calling it out, but it looks like people are actually looking into the Yoda coin. I guess that makes sense of, you know, it's that time of year. Let's see. Sorry, there's this one thing that I really wanted to pull up that's really interesting that the Goblin Town is doing. Essentially, they're picking the worst traders. So, like, they're going through, they, like, use your wallet and see if you've, like, lost money. And if you have lost money, it's playing music right now. If you have lost money, you have a chance, this is so loud, to be able to mint their new upcoming NFT.
So all right, so cool. We do have a giveaway live right now. So all you have to do is enter in the exact instructions in chat. So if you're looking at chat, Streamlabs, my bot, just said all you have to do is exclamation raffle to win a prize. So that's all you have to do is command to enter in is exclamation raffle, like everybody, like Richard Bones B is doing. They just got entered in. Shout out to you guys. And this little timer, I got a 5-minute timer. It's already started. Super VBK, I see you. So enter in quickly if you want a ticket for the raffle for the CryptoWays Holocron or unboxing or one of their giveaways here live on stream. Thank you so much, CryptoWays, for hosting that. And it does say like both. They did say both. So it looks like, Chris, you'll be teed up for the NFT Now maybe there. So.
Ayo.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah, we had a lot here. I took some pictures from, let me get those pulled up off screen. of the consensus. I don't know. Did you have some pictures you had you could share?
I'm trying to pull up this Goblin Town thing.
In other news, super loud. Did you also see that the guy that made Turbo used ChatGPT like 4 to like do everything to launch that meme token?
I bought Turbo before $9 million market cap because of that.
Right. But did you see like the chat? He just created the token from ChatGPT. Like it told him all the instructions.
That's why I bought it. That's what I'm saying. That's why I bought it.
You knew before that he used ChatGPT 4?
Yeah. I was super early to that.
Yeah. I think I got in like right before you did.
Did you?
No, just mess with you. I tagged you. Did you see that? I tagged you. I was just trolling you a little bit. Okay, so yeah, let me pull up my pictures from Consensus. We have some pretty good time over there. Oops. Okay, so Consensus took this nice little sunny picture. Here's the VV fan meetup that we hosted. You have a lot of people from the community. I don't know if people want to be doxed here, but there's Chris and his wife was taking the picture. Shout out to Chris. And Wendy showed up too. She came in a little later, so we weren't able to get her pictured in. Trevor, yay. Chris knows this guy. Chris, you know this guy, Trevor?
That's my balls.
That's your balls. Trevor, I've worked with Trevor launching Ninja Alerts, brought in like 400 or 500 people to Ninja Alerts, and Chris's boss and me, Chris, Trevor, go back, especially, Chris works for him now. So shout out to Trevor. Got to meet him at the Ordinals party, which was really fun, maybe a little too fun. Here's the Mochaverse party with me, Chris, and the wifey, having a good time there. Meeting with founders, we met up some founders there. Shrapnel, got to play Shrapnel here, and Crypto Ran was like filming literally like right there. Like I ended up being in his video on YouTube in the background.
And, oh, nice!
And actually got to meet him. I have a picture with him on Twitter somewhere as well. And then of course, Bryce and Jorge from Jorge is like he's worked for Arcade and a lot of gaming projects. He's really well connected. Person there, and so yeah, those are some of the pictures from Consensus.
It looked like he was like so close to that person's face he was talking to, but I couldn't really tell too much.
Oh, this guy? Oh, there's me. But yeah, that's all the pictures I got from that event.
Nice, man. Yeah, it looks like a good time. I always enjoy like meetups because you can just talk with like-minded people and not be on social media to where there's a bunch of like randomly toxic people trying to butt themselves into a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's not really, I haven't experienced a toxic person at a meetup yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always good. And I think it like, if you really got the VV community, like, you know, into a room, I think everybody would just get along because there's cues, social thing, you can read the room, but on Twitter it's always like a mess. I feel like I don't mean not to bring up like, you know, all the stuff that's been going on over there, but I just feel like if everybody was together, there's more events going on, there'd be like less drama. Like people would just, I don't know, maybe that's just me. I love, in a nutshell, I'm just saying I like events too.
Yeah. I think we need to have one in New Orleans.
Is it New Orleans or Nolens?
New Orleans.
Say it like Nolens.
No, I'm good.
Use your Cajun voice. I know you have it. Like you have one. I know it.
It went away.
I just heard it. I heard a hint of it. Say it.
It went away.
Say it. Do it for the Degen Dads podcast.
Oh man.
Just once. I'll slide you some ETH if you.
You will?
Yeah.
You promise?
Okay. Oh, we got a winner. All right. So let me end that giveaway. Let's see here. It says congrats. Oh, okay. No, I think I have to like end it and then pick a winner.
Oh, dang.
Blonde Bros, I think it's the winner here, actually. Blonde Bros.
Oh, yeah. This is Blonde Bros. Yeah, Blonde Bros.
Blonde Bros. Okay, cool. So there it is. Blonde Bros, send me a DM on Twitter. You know where to find me. Or actually, you can chat your Twitter link in the chat right now, and then that way I can connect with you on Twitter. How about that?
So we didn't even talk about it. Did you get the drop today?
I definitely tried to go for the Luke drop. I was unsuccessful. It immediately sold out. Of course, I knew it was going to. But honestly, I don't know if I really care.
I didn't think it was going to sell out immediately.
I think people were going for the secret rare. Like the secret rare Luke is pretty limited, but also the animation on the common is pretty good. I think it's cool. Of course, like as this big like Star Wars nerd, I do wish the face looked a little bit more like Luke. But other than that, like it's cool. It's FA Luke, on the blockchain there. Yeah. So anyways, obviously like Cryptoys is going to have a Luke drop too. So I definitely want to go for that too.
Cool. Yeah. I went for it, but it sold out really quick. So.
All right. So in other news, Chris, have you seen, let me pull this up on screen, but this is called Creature Racer. It's the first mobile game powered by Stax, which is a layer on Bitcoin. So Bitcoin games, could you see this being a thing in the not so distant future?
Seeing what be a thing? I'm sorry. I was looking at Superstar Money. Spam the chat.
Oh, Cryptoys in the chat. Cryptoys in the chat. Blonde Bros, congrats. Just make sure you have a Cryptoys account and let us know your username. Yes, please. Blonde Bros, if you are here still, please in the chat drop your Twitter link as well, so I can connect up with you and get your information.
Bitcoin layer two
money, by the way.
Bitcoin layer two Stax. What about it?
Yeah. So obviously, so Creature Racer, got it pulled up on screen. First mobile game coming to Stax, which is obviously built on Bitcoin. So Bitcoin games, quote unquote. Could this be something that is the next big thing in Web3 gaming?
We need Trevor to come up and answer.
I know. We do.
Yeah, I know. So this is a little different, but I know Bitcoin's been doing BRC20s, kind of like Ethereum's ERC20s, which is basically just you're able to write functions inside of these, like in contracts. This is different, though, because this is on Stax. I don't know. I mean, I think it'd be cool.
And
I think as long as the game's good, people will hover to it.
And with the BRC20, the first liquidity pool that was deployed was like just the other day, which is really big, really, really big news, making history. I got this one pulled up as well on screen. It says, Trevor said, everything Ethereum can do is being done on BTC with block space and custom indexers. First liquidity pool for DEX on Bitcoin layer one with BRC20. No one thought it was possible posting the same info that Uniswap DEX would post to make a transaction and reconciling it later with Indexer. And also, I was seeing in the comments that you can't rug these either. These are unruggable, like basically. Like with ERC20, the developer could rug at any moment, and that's what we've been seeing with meme coins this past week. But BRC20, you can't rug the liquidity pool. Like once it's up, it's up. Like you can't just like go back.
That's pretty cool. Look, when we start talking about Bitcoin, I gotta get my orange.
Dude, you do. I do. I actually really like the orange. I think orange is your color. Honestly, I think it vibes with you.
Dude, yeah, I think my camera froze exactly when I brought the orange filter out.
It is. It's all right. We've been going for quite a bit of a long time. We have Superstar Money in the chat as well. Shout out to you. Just made a short on Cryptoys unboxing, says Living Aloha. Living Aloha, drop your information, man. I want to look you up. We can definitely showcase that here on the stream. Platform is awesome, he says. A lot of people in the chat. Let's see here. Oh, okay. Blonde, I got you on Twitter. I'm going to pull you up right now, actually, and send you a DM. So we'll get you pulled up here on stream. Hey, congrats on winning. Send me your username. So I just sent you a DM over there. If you could send that over, that'd be great. And we'll get that sent over to Cryptoys. And yeah, that's all I really got for this one, man. There's actually, I have a ton of research and a ton of alpha, but I have just too much of it right now in this, for this show. When we're coming up on an hour, any other things you wanted to throw out there?
Yeah, dude, why isn't my sound breaking? Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Whoa, what was that? It was like looping, kind of.
I was trying to play my soundboard for you, but it's not going through for some reason.
That's dope.
Do I have any output? I do want to hammer in what I was going to talk about earlier. Goblin Town's doing a mint for like the worst NFT traders, like the 15,000, like I think it's like 15,000 people who lost the most money trading NFTs. If you connect your wallet and you show them that you lost that much ETH, then you get automatic allowance to this mint. I think that's a hilarious way to do a mint.
All right, wait. Say that again.
And it tells you why. So like Goblin Town or Truth Labs is doing this new mint to where you connect your wallet and it puts you on a list if you're a bad NFT trader. So like if you've lost money, and then it tells you why. So like it'll say you bought this doodles at 15 ETH and you're still held it down to like 4 ETH. So you're a horrible trader. So you made the list.
No, and
it's doing that. Yeah, it's doing that for the top like NFT, top worst NFT traders to be able to mint this. This new NFT coming out, and it gets even funnier.
That,
so
man, that's it's unique.
It's like a 0.09 mint price, but if you mint with Pepe, you get 50% off. So if you mint with Pepe, you mint it for like 0.045.
Dude, that is the most unique, like fun allow list I've seen. Like I love that, yeah, dude. Yeah. I love that.
I thought it was really funny.
I got some other alpha here. Stark Fighter. This is a ZK based game. For those of you ZK nerds that have been trying to, you know, tell you guys about that ZK Alpha, this one's cool. It looks like a cool little fun arcade. You got Goku on there, and apparently like the Star Fox ship. I'm not sure which one that is, but it says the StarkNet ecosystem thrilled to present its new community campaign, StarkFighter, a minigame challenge to discover StarkNet and compete for over 12,000 in prizes. Now, I think this is more like a DeFi like game. It's not like an actual game. I think this is more in the lines of like trade. Like, I think this is just a trading game. So, it is what it is. Like, if you're into that, like, that's something.
I see a little, wait, go back. I see a little, Goku on the side of that. Is that alluding to something, man?
Yeah. No, I see a little Super Saiyan. I don't think they own that IP. So,
oh, man.
Yeah. It's like ZK Goku. So it's not, maybe not the actual Goku or something.
Oh, gotcha.
No, I don't know. I'm just making that up. But anyways, you can see here today it says to play, you need to deploy StarkNet wallet. But to play ranked games and win your fair share of the loot, you need a StarkNet ID, Stark domain or subdomain. The whole Stark ecosystem is actually really crazy. There's just a lot of projects building on ZK rollups and things like that. And you can see even Evereye, which is a pretty big, they were pretty big, you know, NFT project, because they have like actual like artists from, I think like ex-Marvel comic artists, I think. I don't know. I'll have to like, don't take me on that, but it's a pretty big one. They're creating Heroes of the Metaverse. Anyways, something to look into. I haven't actually looked into it. So if that's something, you know, you're into, you can check it out. And they have prizes. So yeah.
Sounds good.
All right, brother. Well, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to go too. We've been going out for an hour. Pretty exciting. Let's see. Platform is awesome. Kawano Infinity Stone content. Honestly, I will have some tomorrow, just on a different channel, I think. So we're going to be hashing that out. So that's why just been doing a lot of research and watching all the spaces, the burn dynamics. Like, I still got to jump into a lot of that. And there's like a ton of work I have to get caught up on today. So I'm already like super behind. I've been super busy this week coming back from Consensus and literally hitting the ground running on work. So hopefully content will be normal next week and things like that. So that's all I got for that. Looks dope. Thanks for the stream, guys. Thanks for covering us, fam. Y'all are awesome, says Cryptoy. Hey, thanks for joining us today on stream. We appreciate you.
Hey, Cryptoys, I'll probably be dropping a video on Cryptoys today or tomorrow, so check it out.
For sure. All right, that's all we got for this one. Chris, be like an NFT.
Be authentic.
And we'll catch you guys later in the next Degen Dads podcast over on Chris's channel next week. Be sure you stay up to date from our Twitters and our YouTube channels so you don't miss the alpha, the sweet, sweet alpha that we're bringing to you nonstop 24/7. And we'll catch you guys later. Peace.
Peace out, everybody. Hey, Richard, welcome to the channel, member channel, YouTube member.
I get the money repeat. I could do this in my sleep. I just spent some money on a brand new NFT. I got